8:14 at WEOL. Time to talk Cavs basketball with Tim Alcorn. Brought to you on AM 930, 100.3 FM by your North Regional Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and also by Tuffy Auto Service Center on Route 58 North Ridge Road in Amherst. Last night, Cavs winners 114-96 over the Mavericks, a place where they've had a tough time team playing in the past, but not last night.
Okoro on the left wing against Doncic. Gave it at the free throw line to Allen. Allen into the lane, fakes right, turns left, turns right, and laid it in.
That's right.
What a nifty move by the big fella.
Yeah, that looked like Brad Daugherty to me. Big Daugherty used to make those kind of moves.
I mean, he was dominant. And I think, you know, we've seen it before, you know, just how effective and how dominant he can be. It's, again, you watch him now, he's getting it in different ways. It's not just, you know, pick and roll or offensive rebounds. You know, the ball's finding him in the post, and he's working his post moves. He's catching the ball at the elbow, and he's working his footwork from the elbows. So he's diversifying his game, and, you know, it shows the work that he put in.
There you have J.B. Bickerstaff after yesterday's Cavs victory. Tim, this team is starting to last night I heard Jim Jones say something, they don't know what to do with all our big men, to the effect of, right? We have these three big guys that are playing, and teams are trying to figure out, what do we do?
Right, we've talked about this, Bruce, and again, thanks for having me this morning. Yeah, this big lineup, the NBA the past few years have really bought into this small ball concept, and so J.B. Bickerstaff has kind of turned things on its head saying, listen, we're going to counter that by going big, and right now the opposition doesn't seem to have the answer to how to attack that on the offensive end. You've got Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, and Lauri Markkanen, and it really creates some nightmares for the other team.
Tim, hear me now, believe me later. When this team is healthy, until those other coaches figure out what's going on, they can go toe-to-toe with any team in the league.
Oh, they've shown that, Craig. Oh, there's absolutely no doubt about that. They have shown that. They relish competition, and even though they had that five-game losing streak, that was against some of the elite teams in the NBA, and they were right there. They competed. They were in those ball games. I read a note last night that the Cavs have had double-digit leads on all of the teams, except for Brooklyn, that lead the NBA in wins. So there's no doubt, yes, when they are healthy, they have shown the ability to compete with anybody in the NBA.
Talk a little bit about what you saw from Jared Allen last night, where JB was talking about his game is kind of progressing. There's more ways that he's scoring than adding into that.
Well, much was made of the fact that the Cavs signed Jared Allen to that long-term $100 million extension during the offseason. But obviously, Jared Allen did a lot more than just sign a contract. He really worked on his game. And you can see his confidence flourishing. You played that highlight there where he went left, went right, left, left. I mean, his footwork has really improved. And he's playing, to me at least, with a passion and with an energy that we didn't see on every possession last year. Jim has mentioned repeatedly, he's playing at an all-star level. And there's no doubt about that. I think last night was his 11th double-double of the year. He's just playing at a level that we haven't seen in his first year here in Cleveland. So if he keeps playing like this, he's going to be a dominant low post player.
Those other losses that we've seen on occasion, as they say, the Cavs have been in it up to a certain point, and then there's either something that, whether they run out of gas, maybe just something happens, the other team gets hot or whatever. What do you think they're going to try to do to kind of fix that, if that's a fixable situation?
Well, they got healthy. That was the main thing, Bruce, was that as they lost those games, it was simply because their bench was depleted. So they did run out of gas, as you termed it, but they did because of the fact that they didn't have enough healthy bodies. And so now pretty much everyone is back. Unfortunately, the tough news with Colin Sexton being gone for the season. But aside from that, everybody else is back. They're healthy. Jetty's been dealing with some back spasms, so he's missed two of the last three games. But this team now has a rotation that JB has settled in on. So, again, I don't know if there's anything that needs to be fixed per se. They'll do some tweaking and they'll do some, you know, little minor alterations here or there. But for the most part, they just had to get healthy, and now they are.
Rubio, lob left of the lane. to Mobley. Spins away from Luka. Double team. Fired it out front to Garland. Quickly on the right side. Markkanen three up. And good! Lauri Markkanen. He has matched his season high. He's got 22 points.
And 5 of 8 from three-point line.
What do you see from Lauri that's sort of getting him into the groove this time around?
Oh, he's found his shooting eye. I mean, that highlight right there where he knocks down a three ball. And if you think back to the summer when the Cavaliers acquired Lauri Markkanen from Chicago, the scouting report, the word was he can hit long ball shots. He can hit three balls. And he struggled early on for whatever reason, and that happens with shooters once in a while. But the last couple of games, you've seen Lauri really dial in, pardon the pun, from downtown. He has found that eye, and oh, Mike, that's a weapon that the Cavaliers can certainly take advantage of now, because you've got Allen and Mobley down low. You've got Markkanen out front if he wants to play on the wing and knock down three balls. And we talked earlier about the nightmare that creates for the opposing team. We were talking on the defensive end. Now think of what it does to them when the Cavs are on offense. It just creates these matchup issues for the opposition, but they're beautiful for the Cavs.
What kind of matchup we have for tomorrow night, Wednesday, against Miami?
Well, another great team. I think the last time that the Cavaliers won in Miami, Joe Tate did the game, and I don't say that facetiously. That's the truth. He did the game the last time the Cavs won in Miami. That has been a real difficult place for them to play. So, and again, they're one of the elite teams in the Eastern Conference. Great coach, obviously, in Eric Spoelstra. They've got some outstanding talent. They added Kyle Lowry to the mix. So this will be another tough challenge. But as we've been talking about, guys, the Cavs have answered every challenge so far. So we fly out of Dallas later today, and we'll get ready for Miami, and we'll see how it plays out tomorrow night.
Sounds good. Well, Tim, we appreciate your time this morning joining us to talk about the Cavs. It's always good to talk about a Cavs win, and excited to see this team progress through this this full season of basketball.
I don't think this is going to be the first, or I should say the last. I don't think this is going to be the last time we're going to talk about a Cavs win on a Tuesday morning. There's something special brewing with these team guys, so look forward to chatting more about it.
Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Tim Alcorn joining us here, Cavaliers announcer, talking to us about Cavs basketball, brought to you on WEOL by Tuffy Auto Service Center and your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco.
Every day is a great day to visit your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco. You can stop in every day of the year to pick up snacks, pop, and other ice-cold beverages for parties and family get-togethers. And Lil Chet's chicken from Convenient is always tasty, whether it's dinner for one, for your family, or when you've called ahead to order enough for a crowd. Visit your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenient Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads.
Can't we just be spontaneous? Get out of the same old routine? Scheduling takes all the fun out of it.
Having a love-hate relationship with your significant auto? That's a toughie. Because Tuffy Auto Service Center makes all the scheduled maintenance for your car easy.
Visit your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, on Broadway in Lorain, and at Route 58 and North Ridge Road in Amherst.
Want to keep your four-wheel relationship running smoothly? Visit Tuffy.com for a store near you.